Hi guys, I'm Prakshal, and now we have Abhijit. Abhijit,
hi.
Thank you for being on the show, man.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
All right. How was your flight to Raipur?
It was good. It was delayed, but I came here.
And how's comp going?
The comp is very good. I got a PB in Cube and in Square One. Two events which I practiced the least. So I'm quite happy.
You practiced the least?
Yeah.
So how did it happen?
I was just focusing on turning faster and it worked.
All right, let's dive into some real stuff.
Okay.
How did you start at cubing?
I started cubing when I went to when I started my undergrad in 2013. I moved to Chennai, and Chennai is a city where like chess, cubing, many more things, all are flourishing. And the scene of cubing in the year 2013 in Chennai was like the best in the India. There were like people like Bhargav Narasingham, Nitin Babu, then Vijay Kishore was also there. So all these cubers, when I decided to attend my first competition, it just felt right, and that's why I felt like this kind of sport gives the best kind of people to meet with. So I decided to start cubing seriously.
And why are you sticking with it? You started for a good reason. Why are you sticking with it?
Because the cube itself, it is very intriguing. A lot of things are there still to be practiced, to be perfected. And there are also a lot of shapes. So if you just go out of the WCA, there are just lots of shapes. And each shape has its aspect. And you can spend like 1 week just thinking about one shape, and it can go on and on.
So how many like cubes you solve? You can solve
like edge turning, corner turning, and face turning puzzles. More or less, many all the common ones. But on my to-do list is Kirby Copter. I have to learn to solve that. And other than that, some more cuboids. So bandage cuboids. So I have to learn that. So that's on my to-do list, all the WCO puzzles and some edge turning and corner turning puzzles also I try and solve.
And what do your parents think about all this?
My parents first were a little bit skeptic because I was obsessed with it, cubing, year 2014 especially. They were skeptic because I was sane and talking I was sane, doing well in my studies, but I was obsessed, so they were scared. But it turned out well because my obsession kind of molded out into a hobby. And now it's a kind of a part of my life also. So they embrace it right now that cubing is very important for me.
So I guess it's about direction. Obsession with the wrong thing may prove detrimental to your life.
But obsession is very important. Otherwise, you never improve in that thing. So, the reason why children or kids improve a lot in whatever they pick up is because they are obsessed. And the reason why adults find it tough to pick up skills is because they aren't obsessed.
Talking about skills and obsession, I was just researching you a little bit. Yeah. I found like 6 or 7 YouTube channels. I'm not sure about the number.
Yeah.
And so you do, I have a list, I cannot remember. Okay. So you do Go Game. You do drums, you do astrophysics, you talk about chess blindfold, you do also vlogging, and you also talk about languages. You just told me you're a polyglot languages. And you have all this stuff. So
I have a...
Let me ask the question.
Yeah, okay.
How do you manage all this? Or you take obsession by obsession? Or how it happens?
The thing is, I get obsessed with everything. And some things don't stick with me and I just leave them. So, like a curious person, and right now it's like information age, there is almost like everything that you can find likeable. So, you just try and be obsessed with everything. See if it clicks with you. See if it helps you improve as a person. And sometimes for weird reasons, it sticks to you. Like cubing. So, cubing is it helps me build on friendships. It helps me learn a lot of new algorithms. It helps me cultivate hobbies. So, cubing in weird ways is helping me. So, any kind of obsession I take, it sticks with me for weird reasons. And then it becomes a part of me. So that's why I continue with it. So the reason why there are so many things that I'm trying to do with like sports, like board games, like chess, Go. The reason why is because I find them interesting. And I'm like always trying to improve with them.
So, and have you, like, these are the things that we know, like you're posting about it and that you are sticking with. There are like, do there other things that exist that you tried but for some weird reason they didn't stick?
Them almost virtually everything that I tried that didn't stick. So like I tried becoming a gamer and it didn't stick. I tried to learn the Tamil language.
Okay.
And I failed. Then I tried to become a serious cycler, bicycler. It failed. So yeah, there are some obsessions that somehow didn't bear fruit.
You just have to try everything.
Everything.
And how do you find like what is the right sticking period? That's what I face the most difficulty. Like I'm giving up too soon or I'm going too far.
I think so. It comes down to mentality, because many people, they have like zero hobbies. Many people I see.
They are dead.
The reason is because they are having fear of failure. And whenever I'm obsessed with anything, I'm ready to sacrifice my time, because I'm obsessing over a new thing. So it's obviously going to hinder my daily schedule. So fear of failure is, you have to deal with it. Then only you'll slowly start getting...
Everyone is afraid to be at the bottom. And if you're starting something, you have to be at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's no way you can start from the middle or from the above, right?
Yes.
And I guess I also try a lot of things. But when I get used to things, so it becomes easier to fail.
Yes.
To be at the bottom again and again. That's what you feel also, like you've tried so many things, you're trying continuously, trying to learn things. So now it becomes easier, since you know, it will take time or it will stick out, you know?
Yeah, the first thing that you try and become really good at, you learn a lot of things from that. So I first learned the instrument of tabla at the age of 13. And that was very mind-opening for me, that hobby. Even more mind-opening than cubing, because I got to learn a lot about Indian tradition, a lot about how various rhythms are there, and how music is made in India. So it was very mind-opening for me, and the way I took it and improved on it taught me a lot about what makes me stick, what I really like in a hobby.
So I think it comes to self-awareness, right? For me, at least. It comes to self-awareness. Now I'm aware, will this stick to me? Will this, this is helping me or not?
Yeah, but there are some people who have zero hobbies, but they are self-aware also. So they are a very smart businessman, or people who are just perfectionists. They really don't have any hobby life, but they are self-aware.
Are you a perfectionist?
I'm not. I'm a hobby guy.
Okay, so you can be either or all. Either or.
Kind of, yeah. You can't be both.
Are you sure?
Because you'll have to sacrifice some of the things. So if I wanted to become the the best in chess player in the world, I would
focus.
Yeah, then I would have never picked up cubing.
Okay.
Because it's a waste of time for chess. So that's why I can't be a perfectionist, kind of.
Okay, yeah, I get you now.
Yeah, there is a trade-off.
Obviously, everything comes with a trade, no?
Yes.
Alright, let's switch back to gears to cubing.
Okay.
What do you think about the community and the people here?
In India, as I said, Chennai was one of the best cities. Very hospitable people, really knowledgeable cubers. Way back in 2013, when people used to only use Diane Zanchi cube and only use CFOP method. And they used to compete, and every competition there was an NR. So it was those days. And in those days, Chennai was the city which I really developed upon. But otherwise, in India, there are a lot of cities where there are a lot of young cubers. Delhi, there are a lot of young cubers, teenagers. In Mumbai, there are a lot of kids, 10 years, 12 years old. So overall, cubing is good. But in India, there is still a lot of focus that kids needs to be kids needs to have to like stick with it, because I've seen many people, they start cubing but somehow they just leave it for unknown reasons.
That's it's very hard to find that reason, yeah. Whether you're sticking it on with or not.
Yeah.
So what we can do to improve cubing?
Basically just try and show that it's a very good platform. Like already small kids, for them, their parents are already sold out, because it's a good mental skill. It kind of improves mathematics. It doesn't, but people feel that way.
That you're more intellectual.
Yeah. So you can say, you can make that a selling point and then help improve cubing more. Although it's not the perfect selling point, maybe that can help in India.
With that psychology.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think about Cube Lilo and their presence and how they are contributing right now in this community?
Yeah, Cube Lilo has been from the start, from the year 2014, and they have done a lot of support. They have shown a lot of support, bringing a lot of cubes at a lower range, and then also reaching out in competitions, increasing the number of competitions, then also sponsoring people, which they are doing for the last 1 year. So Cube Lilo is a very important part of the Indian community. But other than that, they are also Cube Lilo has also helped in suggesting good cubes. So when I want to suggest a good cube to a beginner, I always point to Cube Lilo.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm like buy from there.
Yeah.
They are the best.
Yeah, because
they have become very integral part. We needed something like that.
Yeah,
they're a set of people who are solely focused on like facilitating that stuff.
Yeah, it's a good anchor point. So we can just tell beginners to if they want a good product, they can go.
And even they are also conducting workshops. We cannot contribute like conducting a workshop, probably we can like point towards them, like learn from them, attend their workshop or something like that. Since they're a group of people, they're solely focused on that only, like just to do cubing and cubing, everything that comes with the cubing. I guess that's a good part. Okay, and you also attended the world championship, right?
Yeah.
How was that experience and what did you learn from there?
Okay, world championships was very good experience, because it was like the first world championship for me. I had planned to go in 2015 and 2017, but the countries were very far away. It was Brazil and France.
Okay.
So it didn't work out. Australia is a little bit closer, so it was feasible. I really liked meeting many cubers, and they generally share a lot of they have a lot of passion for cubing. So I got to know that cubing is it's a very, very rich sport in some countries like USA and in Japan and European countries. So I got to know that people really make a connection. It's meaningful for them. So they are well ahead of us.
Probably we'll get there, you know. Yeah. It's a slow and steady process.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a rapid fire for you.
Okay.
I have 5 questions. You don't have to process them, you just have to answer me.
Okay.
Okay. Best competition you ever attended?
Nationals 2014.
Worst competition you ever attended?
My own comp that I organized in Gujarat. It was IFES 2018.
I have to stop it. Why?
Why? Because even though I tried hard to make it the comp perfect, due to lack of judges, we faced tremendous problems.
Okay, best delegate?
Shubha and Kavir.
Okay, chess versus cubing versus go game versus tabla versus astrophysics versus vlogging.
Yeah.
You have to pick one.
Okay, it will have to be tabla.
Okay, Red Bull versus WCA?
WCA 110%.
Okay, that was awesome. All right, and we have a set of few social media. Actually, there are a lot, but I'll pick something. Okay. Why do you have so many YouTube channels?
Because every channel serves a different purpose. So I have to make one, a different one.
Okay, how many years you have been doing Blindfolded?
5.5 years.
Tips to improve BLD?
Try and focus and get analytical about how the solve process goes.
Okay.
Get analytical.
How are you so patient all the time?
Because I'm older than the person who asked this question.
All right. Why you?
Why not you?
Okay. All right. Baby, why? Do you do rocks method?
Yeah.
Why?
It's having less move count, and there are new kinds of finger tricks you can make with it.
Okay, perfect. That's awesome. So I just have a set of last few questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite movement as a cuber?
Getting the Asian record in 5x5 blindfold. That was the favorite movement. Because like I don't know what, but it was a big relief for me. Okay. Getting a good result.
Okay. For the people, my last question, for the people who are coming who don't know about cubing and they want to know what is cubing and what role it can play from your experience, just if you can encapsulate it in a shorter way, what will you say, like what is cubing to you?
To encapsulate it, like cubing for them, if they really want to do it, they can look at it from many angles. It can be the fun of going to competitions. It can be the fun of solving the puzzle, or it can be for them socializing, or trying something out of the box kind of thing. It can be many reasons. People can pick any angle.
You just have to find your reason for everything.
There are many angles to look at it.
Perfect. Thank you, Abhijit. It was awesome. Yo.